Do, 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 do Eine Live-Aufnahme vom 4.7.2009, Kopenhagen, Motorschiff Stubnitz.
Das geht viel langsam, sie meinte, Trains at the Station.
Aufnahme von der Stubnitz.
Ja, akkurat richtig tun, faktisk. Okay. Wir probieren. Trains at the station, don't you know? Who's all going? Let me hear you blow.
So, hier mache ich die Aufnahme mal zu Ende vom Motorschiff Stubnitz Patapoi 88.3 und drücke hier auf Stopp und die nächste Sendung fängt an. Und hier geht es aber noch weiter, circa 40 Minuten. Tschüss.
Hello, I am Vic.
And I'm Madison.
We're doing the topic of the week.
Robert Sapolsky's 2023 Determined, A Science of Life Without Free Will, is a recent major influence on me, the writer. Sapolsky, a neuroscientist, argues free will either does not exist or at best exists at a lower rate than we like to believe. Sapolsky's previous book, Behave, states, "And human behavior is indeed a mess, a subject involving brain chemistry, hormones, sensory cues, prenatal environment, early experience, genes, both biological and cultural evolution, and ecological pressures, among other things." Some quick examples. A child born in 2026 in Sweden will have a different life path than a child born in the Mesolithic in the same region. Child mortality rate, access to the internet, diet, social context, behaviors will naturally be different. We can even be less radical in comparison. A child raised in a fundamentalist Christian home will be reared and internalized ideas differently than one raised in an atheist home. Beliefs literally shape brain development. On the inverse, impacted frontal lobes seem to predispose people to fundamentalist beliefs. Have you heard of the hungry judge effect? The closer a judge is to lunch or a meal break, therefore hungrier, the less likely a defendant is to receive parole or otherwise receive harsher penalties when found guilty. Back to Sapolsky. His Determined and Behavior are extensive explorations of human behavior and how we are not really in the driver's seat, to put it some way. Sapolsky speaks about how our unconscious brains make decisions before we are consciously aware of even making it. Get angry and yell? You were going to do that before you knew it. Able to calm down and walk away? Your brain composition, hormone levels, and more also decided that. Outside factors also play a part. Maybe your friend can calm you before you raise your voice, or maybe they instigated it. Sapolsky uses his deterministic outlook to argue for institutional and ethical reforms. Restorative justice as one example. He argues, "I am of the stance that the entire criminal justice system, top to bottom, makes no sense whatsoever because it is predicated on 200-year-old biology. We have no control ultimately over anything we do. When we say, I've changed my mind about doing this or that, we are in fact saying, circumstances have changed my mind. We have no agency, and the criminal justice system does not make any sense at all." In short, Sapolsky argues our behavior is less rooted in choice than in our internal and external contexts. Social relations, institutions, and ethics should reflect that realization. With that said, what does a determinist anarchist ethic look like? Well, it does away with moral claims of personal responsibility to at least a major degree, if we agree with Sapolsky's perspective above. It also arms us with a new argument that the state can be seen as superfluous in many regards because punitive actions, policing, etc., are responding to behaviors derived from non-personal elements. Sure, a punitive advocate would claim the existence of prisons and other aspects of state violence may interact with a person's composite brain and encourage positive behavior. My response would be this is too much of a reach compared to other options. Healthy, face-to-face, equitable societies are more likely to produce healthy, sociable, equitable individuals. Societies with states would also encourage those with power-seeking behaviors to, well, seek power. If people are all bad, as the idea goes, do you trust bad people in charge of other bad people? And if the institutions are made by bad people, you can damn well believe bad people will do what it takes to get to the top. Questions. If you took a hard determinist, free will and determinism cannot coexist position, would you remain an anarchist? Asked another way, does anarchy only work within a framework that accepts free will? 2. How might a determinist view of human behavior enhance our understanding of anarchism, or justice, or personal responsibility?
Would you like to start?
I think it's determined that you start.
Well, okay. Yeah, that brings me to my first thought is I'm wondering who determines the thing that is determined, and if I understand the determinist position that's being talked about here, is that like things are predetermined by the universe, by God. And then if that's what the claim is, then I'm curious, like, how you get how you're receiving the, like, message or whatever. Like, you know, churches kind of act as, like, the communicator of the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
but really, I would say that's mostly just some manipulation to get people to do, like, enact their morality and, like, rule book. And so, if I am to accept that everything is already determined, like, what do I do with that? Like, do I already know everything that I'm determined to do? Is whatever my gut is telling me right? Is that what I'm always supposed to be doing? Is anything I do the thing that I'm supposed to do?
Yeah. It's all that you can do, I believe, is what they're saying. I could be wrong.
I mean, then what is, like, I guess what's, like, the
point? Yeah, he says we are not really in the driver's seat. We have no agency.
So then what's, like, the point of reflecting on my actions or, like, considering different choices at all?
I wonder if it's, like... Well, let's read this definition of determinism.
Oh, yeah, good.
Okay.
Good.
This is just one definition, but suppose that the fundamental physical laws determine every event that such that at the moment of the Big Bang, it was already settled that you read this essay because the laws and initial conditions of the world necessitate that you do so. Given their presence, it was guaranteed that you would. That describes physical determinism, which is a kind of determinism, the view that every event is necessitated by prior events. Current and future events must happen as they happen. Alternatively, there's indeterminism, which states that not everything is determined. Some things that happen aren't necessitated by prior events. There's some chance in the picture. Either free choice is compatible with determinism, or it isn't. So, that's what it says.
I mean, who knows how different that definition is from this author, what was his name?
Sapolsky.
Mm-hmm. But what you just read to me seems really kind of mechanical and like a view of the world that can be known in its entirety. That like... everything that happens according to certain laws of nature or whatever, or laws of reality. And so therefore you can, like, it is possible to achieve full understanding of how everything is supposed to go. And I disagree with that.
Well, yeah, I was thinking about how, like, this is an interesting topic of the week because it almost feels like determinism is incompatible with anarchy, like the way, and so that's what I think the person is wanting us to talk about, mm-hmm. is what are the ways, like, is there a way we can imagine that it would be compatible with anarchy? Because it seems like they were convinced, or partially convinced, and so we don't know why, necessarily, so.
I mean, in a way, like, in some way... I'm going to explore this thought that I just had.
Nice. It was meant to be so.
It was meant to be so, and it was meant to be recorded. The idea of, like, the way in Taoist thought as, like, kind of predetermined in some ways, or that there's, like, a way of being and the way that life kind of flows through the world that is, like, more natural or something. Mm-hmm. Or, like, kind of, like, in balance with itself. And that, like, trying to divert that or contain that puts you in a kind of, like, at odds with all of life. In a way. So, I think Taoism, or as I understand it, could be said as having, like, this determinist, like, outlook, maybe, on reality. That there is something, there is, like, some ways of being that are more natural, and that something like the state, or any kind of, like, repressive institution that tries to shape the world according to its own ideology or whatever is not necessary. or is, like, bad, basically, because there's no need for it. Like, if you just, like, if everyone kind of makes an effort and figures out a way to be in balance with life and the world that they're living in, then you wouldn't need a state. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't necessarily look at that as, like, determinist or something. I don't think... to me, that's not, like, speaking... Yeah, I don't know. That's the closest I get to, I guess, of making determinism compatible with anarchy or in my life. Or, like, the things I'm influenced by. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, like, who... I think free will is something that is, like, a sort of idea that comes from, like, this, you know, 1700s or maybe a little earlier, I can't remember. But, what is my point? I feel like all of American society is, like, predicated on the idea of free will, and therefore all the, like, freedom that is also coming from, is it the Renaissance? Is that the word I'm looking for? Like, in the 1700s? Is that the Renaissance?
Enlightenment.
Enlightenment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, enlightenment. Thank mm-hmm. you. The Renaissance.
That's it does fine. Seem connected.
Sure. Enlightenment thought, yes. So, like, it's hard. It's like a cornerstone of everything. Mm-hmm. And so maybe it would just be a fun thought experiment to be like, what if everything is determined ahead of time? Like, how does that influence our ability to navigate or engage with anarchy?
Well, I mean, I speak personally, it's not helpful. It's not a helpful story to tell myself. Mm-hmm. Because it makes me, like... it's like the opposite of nihilism or something. In that, one of the influences of more nihilist thought on me is that it's, like, kind of... there is no meaning in a lot of ways. Nothing is really determined, and what you make of reality is, like, that determines your experience of it. And it very much puts you in the driver's seat of, like, the meaning in your life.
Like, your analysis of your behavior, your experiences, the terrain that you're in, allows you to make decisions that affect your emotional, material, and spiritual reality.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the amount of, like, value or meaning that has to you is, like, you get to decide that.
So, but if we zoom out into, like, a overall society, like, I agree with this, that if we're in a society that believes in free will, then, like, the person who, it, like, has a punitive thing, right, as well. So it's mm-hmm. like, you chose to be bad. Mm-hmm. And you had the free will, but also, like, so I think that for me, what comes up is that I don't believe in either of these. These seem like two poles, you mm-hmm. know? Like, one is where you are the maker of your own reality, and mm-hmm. the other one is, like, everything is determined for you. And maybe I'm misunderstanding it, but obviously, to be boring, I find the truth is probably somewhere in the middle.
Classic, like, yeah.
Just not... I mean, I'm, like, an abolitionist, or, like, I'm against prison, and so I have and I'm an anarchist, so I have a critique of the criminal justice system. People commit, like, these are fake laws put on to defend the state, right? Mm-hmm. But their argument is, like, well, that person didn't have to steal. Whereas I'm more like, well, there's these conditions that created, whatever it is, classism, racism, like, poverty, you know? And all of these things are stacked against different individuals who are going through this, right? Mm-hmm. And so there is free will, but there's also not free will, because everybody has a different hand dealt to them, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And what, like, they have different circumstances, and those circumstances affect their ability, one, to imagine things, two, to like materially change their life and their society. Like, these are, this is a certain level of determinism. And of course, like, as like American mythology is like all about the bootstraps, right? It's like, you can transcend your conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a certain uncomfortable like participation in the free will conversation there, you know, of anarchists. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess I'm not so bothered by that.
By bootstrap mythology?
No, by like the proximity of the anarchist like notion of free will, or like kind of individualist like ability to determine their reality, and how that there is some like at least rhetorical like semblance of that in American ideology. I don't have a problem with that necessarily. But maybe the premise of this prompt that does bother me is that it's like pondering what would be better for society as like the guiding ideology, or like the guiding philosophy, whatever, in terms of free will or determinism.
Mm-hmm.
And I... I am not, I am not interested in even theoretically figuring out which society would feel best to be, like, a subject of.
Mm-hmm.
So, regardless of, like, the philosophical justifications a society makes for containing me or whatever, and the people in my life, I don't really give a shit. Like, the fact that they have authority at all over me is, like, the problem. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, whether they put me in jail because they said I was predetermined to steal or whatever, or that I made a choice to do that out of my own, like, free will, and therefore I should be punished, doesn't really matter. As long as there's jails and, like, societies to, like, make those calls and, like, think. I have yet to see a society that doesn't, like, have institutions and, like, bureaucratic kind of mechanisms that claim to be able to, like, carry, like, realize these philosophies and kind of contain the people that are part of those societies. And I would much rather, if I am gonna, like, kind of interact with these kind of philosophical questions and then try to realize them in my life, I would much rather do that with the people that I'm directly sharing life with, and we don't really have authority over each other, at least not anywhere to the extent that, like, the state does. So, like, it would be fun, sounds kind of fun, to be in my friend group or whatever, like, and decide, and, like, oh, let's, like, read a bunch of stuff about determinism and, like, let's just, like, agree that that's what's going on and see how it, like, impacts us as a group of people that are interacting with each other as anarchists that have like decided that everything is predestined or predetermined. That sounds kind of fun or interesting, maybe, as like a social group, a community experiment thing. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't sound fun to do that on a societal level.
I see.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
By, like, a kind of, like, faceless, nameless, like, bureaucracy that then, like, enacts the laws of that philosophy.
Where are you getting that?
That would happen?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see how it wouldn't. My understanding is that any society would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it, like, allowed for complete experimentation, even in ways that are, like, absolutely incompatible with the larger, like, unifying principle or something. At which point I think it stops being a society.
Mm-hmm. I guess I think that what the author of the book, at least, is saying is that we have less personal responsibility than we imagine. Mm-hmm. That there's, like, an interplay of chemicals, experiences, and whatever, et cetera, hormones, mm-hmm. like, that are happening that, like, determine how we behave much more than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, rather than take it to the macro level, let's, like, start with the micro level mm-hmm. of just, like, the human biome or whatever. Like, I think, I mean, I talk with people about their health all the time, and I know that, like, if they take an Ativan, they're, like, gonna be less reactive mm-hmm, or something, mm-hmm. right? So it's, like, there is a way in which, or, you know, people going through puberty have these kind of, like, predictable arcs of erraticness or whatever, right? And, like, you know, lately I've been reading a lot about, like, Freudian psychology, and there's, like, so much about, you know, like, things that happen when we're pre-verbal, right? Mm. That, like, influence how we move through the world. And, like, that is a form of determinism. Right? Mm. That, like, society kind of just accepts. Like, there's things that happened to me when I was a kid, or when, before I could even understand, that, like, affect how I'm, you know, relate to other people. So, like, there are ways that people accept certain types of determinism, right? Mm. But reject others, you know?
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't look at that as determinism. I would just look at it as, like, chaos. That, like, technically, like, if I try to get to the source of some issue or something that happens to me,
mm-hmm.
or some choice that I make, I can, like, infinitely find root sources of the thing. So, like, I can go into my, the effect of hormones on my mood or whatever. I can go into what I've been eating, I can go into the weather, like, just, there's, like, so many directions to go in,
mm-hmm.
and not any one of them is truly, like, solely responsible for a choice that I make. It just really, to me, looks like a gigantic mess in which, like, a thing happens, and I kind of, like, in a moment do make a choice based on what's going on for me and around me, and to try to, like, identify some factor that, like, determined me making that choice, I think is actually impossible because it's, like, infinitely messy and complicated.
Right, but the implication is not that you would locate what caused you to do it. It's the implication is that you're not responsible for what you did. It was just what was going to happen based on this, the weather, the hormones, the hunger, whatever. Like, that's the implication, I think.
I mean, that seems convenient argument to make in court or something. Like, that seems like a useful story to tell.
Well, this is what the author is saying, right? Yeah. That why do we think that we have personal responsibility when like everything is arbitrary? Like the judge is hungry, so he's going to give you a bigger sentence. Why can't the quote criminal also, or like the person being judged, just be like, well, I was hungry when I did that. Like, how can I be responsible for that?
Totally. I think to respond to that specific example, it's to me totally a reason to not have something like a judge or like a military or like a politician, because why would you allow for something so complicated and determined by trivialities to have that much impact? Like, why would you have a person sitting there 5 days a week for hours on end putting people in cages based on their level of hunger? Like, is absurd. And just like shouldn't exist.
Right, so in this sense determinism is compatible with the anarchist analysis.
But
you already think it shouldn't exist. This is just another reason why it shouldn't exist.
But I'm not saying that out of agreeing with determinism. I'm saying it because if I'm embracing and accepting the chaotic kind of mess of the world, why would I create a situation where single individuals can have that much impact on life, on like other humans, on like other, just everything, on like the world, you know? And that's also like a reason to not have nuclear weapons. It's a reason to not have militaries and governments and like all of that, because it just feels... Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm repeating myself, but it just feels really kind of ridiculous too. It's like, I can be like hungry or fucking whatever, having some weird day, and like make some offhand comment to someone in my life and like hurt their feelings. And that's like, I'm willing to accept that that's a part of life and part of relating to other people, and that's like totally fine and whatever we like, you know, can make that work or like address that in our lives, but I don't think it should go much further than that, you know what I mean? Like my choices being determined by the factors of my life, which are out of my control, shouldn't allow me to fucking drop a nuke on thousands of people or something, you know? I guess so. In that, it is an argument against states or politicians or like kind of power, even, or like power outside of like, you know, kind of maximalist power, political power. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's like straying really far from what this person. I don't know. There's a part of this that's like kind of feels like. Well, the author of the prompt even pointed out that like the conclusion of the author Sapolsky.
Mm-hmm.
The conclusion is like kind of reformist. It's like reformist, and that to me makes sense. It's like, oh, well, based on this being an objective truth, then, or just whatever, like a philosophy that makes sense, let's say. I'm not sure if he's making objective truth claims, but whatever, like a philosophy that makes sense. Based on that, like, then institutions, the institutions of society have a role in, like, kind of nurturing the determinist, like, aspect of the people that are in that society.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, it's not their fault, so, like, we gotta be nice to them.
Mm-hmm.
Type of move, mm-hmm. where it still accepts that there is a kind of parental state figure.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that's... fuck that. You know? But it's interesting, and it's an interesting provocation because it, on the face of it, it's like easy to dismiss, and I appreciate the author for like writing this out, and it's a hard thing to grapple with from an anarchist thing, I think,
mm-hmm.
from an anarchist position. I think Marxism is like much more chill with determinism, if it took, or at least
it,
as
it embraces determinism.
Yeah, it embraces determinism as I understand it.
Well, like historical materialism is that it, the world, society will go through these stages.
Sure, yeah, that's like a part of it, yeah. And that there is like an understandable progression of society and the world and capitalism, etc. And that like it all leads to the thing that Marx really likes.
There's a, I read a little bit of a review of Sapolsky's book, and I think that this kind of maybe is useful to useful to like discuss. Sapolsky writes, "No one has earned or is entitled to being treated better or worse than anyone else. It makes as little sense to hate someone as to hate a tornado because it supposedly decided to level your house. One practical implication is that since nobody's to blame for anything, criminal justice shouldn't be about retribution. Accordingly, he tries to view human beings without judgment. Free will skeptics are, he suggests, less punitive and more forgiving." And basically he goes on to say that, like, we do this all the time. Like, the parents of teenage boys are always oscillating between regarding their impossible offspring as creatures moved by hormones to do stupid things and regarding them as rational human beings who should know better. Mm. In time, those boys will learn to give mom a pass for her possibly perimenopausal outburst and understand that dad, with his atherosclerosis, occasionally forgets things. On a night out in college, they'll learn to spot when it might still be possible to persuade an increasingly drunk friend to order an Uber home, and the point at which all that remains to do is pick him up off the ground and bundle him into one as if he were an unwieldy mattress. So Sapolsky considers the only acceptable way to understand human behavior is one that we adopt some of the time. And the question is, should we really adopt that all the time?
Determinism.
Yeah. Like, it's basically like sometimes we're able to be like, oh, that person didn't know better. They were having a bad day. And then at, like, if we're in a different mood, then we're later like, that person should know better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that, like, yeah.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, sure. I definitely wouldn't say that. I can't imagine being helpful to me to adopt this 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
That just seems really dogmatic.
Mm-hmm.
Same with the free will thing. Well, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. But I do feel, at least to some extent, I feel agency in terms of my emotional state or my reactions to my emotions. And maybe there's an implication here with the determinist thing that, like, me having me being swayed by my emotional state is like predetermined by chemical things or whatever, and that are outside of my control or understanding, and therefore I'm like, I can't be held responsible for my choices.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I can have a really intense reaction based on the chemical whatnot happening in my body, and I don't have to act in any one way. I can choose to react to that feeling in a bunch of different ways.
This is, like, the alternate idea of, like, I think the one that's in between determinism and free will is, like, free choice, which is like you're able to see within the parameters of your experience and choose which thing might benefit or not you, right? And
it doesn't have to be all centered around me. You know, no, like my choice isn't. Well, I guess that is where the thing with my split with the American ideology movie is happening. Is like, I'm not making my choices based entirely on what does and doesn't benefit me. Like, I'm considering a bunch of, like, the people around me.
Right. You're reacting to the framing, but I think what I'm saying is, people can make choices based on their circumstances, like that they imagine will alter the course of what's happening for them based on their choice.
Yeah.
And I think that's very compatible with anarchy. It's like, we can't have free will because we don't have the society that we want. Like, there's various oppressions, we're confined to blah, blah, blah. And we have free choice to act within the confines of the existent, even if we're moving against the existent.
Yeah.
But there are things that are determined, like prisons exist, you know, right now.
Yeah, but to make the philosophical argument that, like, they exist because they're supposed to exist.
Yeah, that's hard with anarchy, huh?
I mean, I just don't really see the point, I guess.
I think the point is that there's a certain level of, in some way, determinism is probably pretty comforting. It's like, well, I'm doing the best I can. Everything is just happening for a reason.
Yeah.
And I can just live. And we all can just
God
live
has
like
a plan.
This.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's super comforting. I think it's like why so many people are stoked on religion.
What about like astrology? Is that deterministic?
The part of astrology I find the most annoying definitely is deterministic, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That like you can tell a lot about a person based on their astrological sign is determinist, I think, in a way that's like, prejudice, basically.
Well, it's funny that, like, there's sort of some kind of, like, paternalism in this, where it's like, nobody can do any better than they're doing. Like, whatever, don't take them seriously. We can't take ourselves too seriously.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, these are all just stories. And
like,
I don't know if I'm... Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's, for me, maybe really it comes down to whatever is most helpful to me. And the determinist story, maybe aside from this Taoist thing I was saying earlier, like, the determinist story is just not very compelling or inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not into it, really. You know? And it doesn't feel like it feeds my relationship to anarchy in any way that's, like, exciting. Or it doesn't expand my imagination, so I will put it down.
So, to answer the question, if you took a hard determinist position, would you remain an anarchist? Like, are they compatible at all?
Sure. I would be curious. I would be curious to know a person that is doing that. I think that's interesting.
But, like, imagine it. Like, how does that work?
Anarchists are put in the society to rebel against things like prisons. Ooh, okay, yeah, this is fun. Anarchists are predetermined to be these kind of rebellious figures in all societies. that that kind of spark rebellion against institutions whose sole existence is to show humanity the like outcome of bureaucratic societies or whatever, and that like this is a process of the liberation of society, and anarchists are there to like carry out this preordained role and to like liberate all of life. And yeah.
And so
I don't know if I just preordained correctly.
The crusade of anarchists is holy and
yeah.
Destined.
Yeah, yeah. It's mm-hmm. our destiny to like mm-hmm. be doing this, and mm-hmm. it will like free all of all humanity and all life from the shackles of statehood and borders and all of the bad things.
Okay, you said it. How do you feel now as an anarchist?
There's like a light shining down just on me, and there's birds and.
Oh, you like it. It feels nice. Yeah,
I feel light.
Yeah. You feel like a holy warrior.
Yeah.
Wow.
Feels good.
Okay. Okay. And what if the determinism is like, and you're destined to be in prison?
That feels more like But if you're asking me to exercise my imagination for fun.
you're not going for prison.
I'm
huh?
not
for
going
fun.
For the more realistic story
mm-hmm,
to explore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's really totally fair. You're choosing some things there.
I'm choosing the one that makes me feel like I'm a godlike savior where I free everybody, including myself, and then float away into the sky.
Well, since I've been doing Freudian psychology, maybe that would be pretty fun to analyze on another episode sometime.
We don't have to do that.
Ah, that's cool.
On tape.
We'll definitely do that. Okay.
What about you?
Whoa. What I was going to say is that I feel like I must be missing something. Like, it's like, actually, it feels like a limitation in my own brain that I cannot accept or understand determinism. I'm like, why can't I, like, I just am like, that seems insane to me, that someone would want that. I mean, I guess the point is that you don't need to want it. It just is what is happening, so you should accept it. Right?
Yeah, that doesn't feel very anarchist to me.
Uh-huh.
The, like, if that is the point, then why would you? Why would it be, like, interesting for an anarchist?
Yeah. I really want to hear what I'm, like, missing. Like, for the person who wrote the prompt, like, I feel like I must be misunderstanding something, and I'm curious. I hope that they talk about the things that they find liberating about it.
Well, I think maybe the part of, mm-hmm. like, the treatment by the authorities in society or by, mm-hmm. like, the political apparatus of society in the context of determinism, you could argue would be more lenient.
Sure, yeah, but...
Because it accepts the importance of conditions.
Yeah, so, but then I think the thing that I'm missing is that we're interpreting determinism in this overarching, preordained by God, everything has been decided, you think you're making a decision, but it's already been decided for you, actually, mm-hmm. and maybe we need to tone it down a little bit. Because I agree that there are things that are determined, like, we are clear that odds are stacked against many people, you know?
Yeah.
And the justice system is, like, definitely determined to punish dissent,
mm-hmm.
you know, the quote-unquote justice system. Like, I agree with that, and I think what it does for me as an anarchist is to be like, I will not participate in that willingly. Why would I submit myself to that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So I think that in that sense, there's a determinism that I do agree with, right? Hmm. Like, there are things that determine, like, factors determine other factors, and I'm acting within that to the best of my ability. But, I mean, I guess my premise as an anarchist is that I feel how the possibilities are, like, bookends, and I want to, like, push them and have, like, mm-hmm. the whole horizon as my, you know, like, mm-hmm. as far as I can see, I want all the possibilities. Mm-hmm. And I feel like what is determined is, like, I'm inching my way through these, like, mm-hmm. like, confines of society, you know?
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. I like that.
And so, like, I guess I agree that there's this kind of, like, determinism. At least that, in that way.
But maybe, yeah. But I don't know if determinism is the same as, like, limitations.
Well, yeah, that's like why I feel like I'm missing the philosophical, like, punch of the prompt. mm. But...
Well, maybe it's... Maybe, again, the argument is, like, well, because the limitations are set by society and the kind of authority of society, mm-hmm. then society has a responsibility to, like, make those limitations more ethical or something. Like,
sure, yeah, like, if society accepted determinism, then, yeah, I could see that. Like... So maybe the determinist thing is more like reform. Yeah, like you. I think you were saying that earlier. It's like more reformist.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They say it in the prompt.
Oh, they say it in the prompt. Point. Okay.
But yeah, and I was agreeing.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I had a thought. I forgot. I always happens. Just in my life, it always happens. It's always
it's I'm not
determined.
Your fault.
I'm determined to lose my thought.
That's okay. I can be patient.
That's great. Yeah. Well, to expand on your example that you're making, I think that there are limitations to what we are able to do, the choices we're able to make, and those are largely set by there's a lot of things going on there, but. A lot of them are, like, socially placed limitations, politically placed limitations, and I would agree that, like, the anarchist project in my life is to, like, spread those out as much as possible so I can have the greatest amount of agency and also the people I'm sharing life with can have that too. And I don't see, yeah, it is also confusing for me how that would be, like, aided by a determinist life view or philosophy. Mm-hmm. And to me, the determinist thing just seems like is most compatible with, like, acceptance of whatever is, you know?
And refusal is a big thing for you.
Totally, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
Refusal, negation is a big part of anarchy for me.
Mm-hmm.